Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So make sure you go to mypillow.com and put in the code word Kate, and you're going to be able to get this deal. And it's for our listeners. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. Thanks, you guys.
Nation under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
That clip was edited, but it wasn't. And they do tell the tale, don't they? That was King Fraud-a-Lot, as we always call him. Really just calling it as it was. They did put together the most intricate voter fraud system and implemented it, as we all know. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Tuesday. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we also have a very wonderful guest. I've been wanting to have her on for so long. And of course, we had Dinesh D'Souza a couple weeks ago talking about the movie 2000 Mules. Well, we're in for a treat, because part of that movie and that message, that actually comes from Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. And we're so happy to have you on. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Wife, mother, business owner, native Texan. 2009, you started True the Vote, and it was a citizen-led effort to restore honor and integrity to the electoral system. Obviously, starting that, you were already seeing some overwhelming problems. And so tell us about the starting of True the Vote.
Well, actually, we started only because we had heard that there weren't enough volunteers working at the polls. And so it was very just that. I mean, right. Let's just go work at the polls. But when we did that, a very small group, we saw problems. Not everybody. I mean, the majority of people had great experiences in their volunteer effort, but there were enough that when we kind of came back and compared notes, like, well, why was the poll book all kind of gummed up, and why were people coming in with more than one registration card, and just little things that really made you question, if this is what happens when people are watching, what happens when nobody's here to watch? And so we started from that, doing some sort of reverse engineering on just various research projects, understanding how names get added into the voter rolls and how voter rolls are cleaned or not cleaned, as it were. And that stretched over now into 12 years with all manner of adventures along the way, not the least of which was a pretty targeted effort by the Obama administration to take us down. So it's been quite a journey, but I think it was, now looking back, I think it was all in preparation for 2020 and the storm that we have to withstand now.
Absolutely. How would you describe what happened for the 2020 election? How would you describe that to an audience that didn't know what happened? What would you say happened in 2020?
It was engineered chaos that redefined lawlessness in elections. Yeah. And happened under the fog of COVID. There were laws and rules and standards and processes changed in ways that were unconstitutional from coast to coast by the hundreds. It was happening at such a pace that you couldn't even get your boots on to fight against it. These processes were changing, and processes like, being sued to prevent states from cleaning their voter rolls, and mass mail out of absentee ballots, and the removal of stringent signature verification standards, the removal of requirement to put any ID with your paper ballot, the removal of postmark standards, and then, of course, in the 11th hour, the introduction of privately funded drop boxes, thanks to the hundreds of millions of dollars injected into the system by a 501c3 called CTCL, whose primary benefactor was Mark Zuckerberg. And so all of this worked together to create a perfect storm of dirty voter rolls and mass mail out of absentee ballots targeting these privately funded drop boxes that were not being monitored or meaningfully monitored in any real way. And so we thought that if there was going to be a problem that you could really wrap your arms around, this might be it. It's a thousand front war. There's all kind of stuff going on, but this mm-hmm. was the one that we started to focus in on.
Wow. Was there any way to know that any of that was going to be taking place? Because as we get into the things that your group brought to the surface, and we're so grateful for this, the geospatial information, the ballot drop boxes, surveillance videos, all of these kinds of things that happened, was there any way to have any, or do you think President Trump had any knowledge to the vast scale that they were putting all of those pieces that you just named together to even try to prevent some of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, President Trump said it repeatedly. This mm-hmm. is going to be the most fraudulent yes. election ever because right. they're setting it up.
Right.
And we knew this to be true because what we know empirically about the voter rolls is that they're not accurate. And, mm-hmm. and so when you take inaccurate records, that's bad enough. But then when you create a condition that says, you know what, active and inactive and inaccurate broadly, we're going to send everybody either an application for a mail ballot or, in some states, just a ballot.
Right.
And that injects a level of insecurity into a process that you just can't. There's no escaping it. It throws checks and balances right out the window. And so, yes, we saw this coming a mile away. I mean, you know, the world knows that mail mm-hmm. ballots are and accepts that yes. mail ballots are the most, you know, prone to fraud.
Right.
And that became the method of choice. And then, you know, sort of the final blow was dropping off these ballots, not in USPS mailboxes where at least there's some prescribed standard for how you handle a ballot and mm-hmm. and severe penalties for mail fraud if you're acting inappropriately and you know they're generally fairly well monitored. Instead of using those, they introduced an entirely new way to cast your ballot in places that were heavily weighted to areas of the Democrat population. And then, you know, very little monitoring, if any. I mean, you know, we're fortunate in that we have the surveillance video that right. we have. But for the most part, the states didn't, you know, either didn't do any surveillance video, even though they said they would, or they didn't keep it. So they didn't check it, which is one of the saddest things, I think, that we took away from all of this is that I'm not sure, you know, had we mm-hmm. not taken on this project to look at the video, I'm not sure that
anyone would have. Yeah.
Anybody would have.
I'm with you on that. So these, and it was really, I think when you finally see that evidence, it finally registers how big this was and how just over the top huge they went on this one. And so Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, but I'm sure you're noticing it in every state. I know we had two mothers here that went after some of the information and fire requests, and 250,000 votes were switched overnight from absentee to, or in person to absentee, or they had really strange, we sent our machines down to Maricopa County the day after the election, those types of things. Is that every state? Are you more focusing on the swing states or looking at all the states? I'm sure you're getting all kinds of incoming information from
yes.
everywhere.
Well, we definitely are, and we are still, you know, we're still focusing mm-hmm. on these states. The goal is to encourage law enforcement to take action and investigate. Right. I mean, we can only go so far with this. And you know, the reason that it became a movie at all was in the summer of 2021, mm-hmm. We were, you know, trying to figure out how best to share the project that we were working on, recognizing it's far from over, but we got to spread the word. And there right. were, you know, very few channels open to us. And And so we, you know, we went the way of reaching out to Debbie and Dinesh and saying, what do you think about a movie? And you know, it's a challenge because the research and the necessary actions that go into some of those are very granular, very detailed, and that doesn't necessarily lend itself to the big screen. So on the big screen, you've just got to show things that make sense on the big screen.
Sure.
But what you miss is, you know, video that isn't so clear, tells you a lot, but you just watching it in a movie is like, eh, you can't really see anything.
True.
So there's there's a lot of things that still are going to be coming out. That really, you know, it's necessarily get in the weeds, but at least America's starting to talk about it, and we're thrilled about that.
Oh, I'm so glad. What is geofencing? Because this was a huge, huge piece of information as far as the fraud went.
Sure.
Geofencing.
So geofencing is the establishment of a perimeter around an area of interest or a target. And in our case, we were looking at, initially, we were just looking at drop boxes. And so we would sort of establish Greg Phillips and his team were doing all the heavy lifting. But they would establish a sort of a digital perimeter around drop boxes. And then ultimately, we also began to see patterns that involved nonprofit organizations. And we set up similar geofences around addresses. And then the goal was, how many times did a unique cell phone device go through that perimeter of that geofence or cross past the geofence around the drop boxes and then ultimately around nonprofit organizations? And we tried to keep a very high standard so that we could really research and be confident in the accuracy of our findings. So we set a floor of a minimum of 10 drop boxes in our period of study, 10 Dropbox visits, and depending upon the state, on average 5 visits to nonprofit organizations, and that was sort of the floor. We had, you know, we saw cell phones that went to over 100 Dropboxes in the very narrow early election window. So that's what we were looking at: is cell phones passing into areas that had been geofenced, counting that up and watching the patterns.
It's so amazing that, without the media cover, because we, you know, that's what we call the media. They're just cover for whatever crime they want to get away with. But the media covered for this, and not a single question was ever asked by the media, by the mainstream.
Yeah.
And so it let this through the cracks. And what's interesting now is you say election fraud, and there are people out there still that actually think that people voted for King Fraud a lot. And we've called him this, you know, since the inception, but it is amazing to me that people could think that. And knowing how many people showed up for Trump, knowing what everybody in this country, really the temperature of the country was. We're going to come right back more with Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. And of course, we have so many more questions for you, Catherine. I hope we can, I hope that you're all right with that. We've got a lot of questions. So when we come back, also make sure you see the movie 2000 Mules and share that on social media. Please get out there and make sure people see this, because once you see it, then you realize what we're up against. And I cannot believe what they got away with. We'll say that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
In St. George at 375-5000. 375-5000.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show on a Tuesday. I've got Uncle Milty with me. We also have a wonderful guest joining us who I've been wanting to have on the show for a while now because her organization, Catherine Engelbrecht, is with us, and her organization is True the Vote. They are the ones that are really bringing the evidence, the information to the public, and of course through the movie 2,000 Mules. And I'm hoping you've seen that, 2000mules.com or truethevote.org. This is where you go for more information on what we're talking about. But let me just tell you that when you finally see the evidence in front of you, it's overwhelming. And that's why I think so many people are saying, go see this movie. Once they've seen it, go see it. And so what has happened, transpired with the movie? What kind of response have you gotten, Catherine?
Oh, you know, it's been pretty overwhelming. Everything from people, applauding the movie and being thankful that some of this is now finally coming to light, to people being angry and sad about what they feared was happening, you know, kind of seeing it play out. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there are the detractors who are doing their level best to, you know, turn mm-hmm. this into something that they're trying to debunk or trying to discredit.
Right.
And, that's just par for the course. But it's tough, right, because the data that we used and the type of technology that was used here, they roundly embraced, the left I'm referring to, roundly embraced during the January 6th committee reviews, which is based upon the use of geospatial data. They applauded when the CDC used it to make sure people were staying in their homes and social distance. Same type of data.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
So with everything that's going on in the movie and the public awareness seemingly increasing, how is it, do you think, that Oregon can announce their new rule, the postmark rule?
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you shake your head. I mean,
I know. I
can tell you this, guys. I mean, mm-hmm. countries around the world, just look at American elections and laugh.
I mean,
it's ridiculous. Nobody does what we do. We have allowed this to descend into political madness, and 2,000 Mules represents just one of the thousand front wars that mm-hmm. our elections face, and it's a conversation that's long overdue, and it's highly charged, and
I totally understand actually what you're saying. Was there a moment when you were going through all of this data and this information where you were even shocked, Catherine, where you sat there and just were without words about how far they'd gone to do this? Catherine? Did she leave us?
CIA. NSA.
What happened? Catherine, are you there?
She's gone.
Oh, okay. Catherine, are you with us?
I am. Sorry about that.
No, that's so crazy. It happens all the time to us.
Yeah.
So
it's the NSA.
It's okay. Yeah, I swear. It's a daily thing, it seems like. I'm so glad you're on with us. But was there a moment that you were even shocked, that you just were without words at how far they had gone with this whole thing and what they were willing to do to coup this nation? I think that we got couped, I think. Was there that moment for you?
I think when the first, it's a great question. I think when the first data began to come back in and the patterns became so clear and knowing how much work was put into removing false positives and really holding the standards high and rethinking and reevaluating. And my constant refrain to Greg and the team, you cannot be wrong. We have to get this right.
Right.
And then just seeing it, you know, state by state, and I'm certain that if we expanded this, it would be, you know, consistent. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. some in some places more, in some places less. But you know, you can't build a process like we currently have and expect that this is not going to happen. I mean, this is our current election process is built to be defrauded.
Right. Right. No, you're right. And then the ballot, the mules, the drug trafficking language. I had Professor David Clemens on talking about the correlation, right? And it really is like a big drug trafficking ring. This is the election ring. This is the voting ring. And they even went to an extent to try to evade, right, getting caught with fingerprints, right?
Right. Well, I mean, what we can see is that. We were aware of investigations that were going on in Arizona, and the FBI mm-hmm. and the Attorney General's office had been involved in an expansive investigation where they were ultimately identifying ballots based on the fingerprints of the people that had dropped them in into the drop boxes. And so when that indictment was handed down in Arizona, shortly thereafter, we noted that the people that we were watching on video in Georgia for the runoff began wearing gloves, the latex gloves. So, it's
they'll do anything. They'll do anything. And yeah. So where do we go from here? Now that this is out, now that this overwhelming evidence is out, have you been contacted by lawmakers? Where do we go from here? What do we do?
Well, our hope is to present this evidence in as a full way as we can within our capability to all of the relevant jurisdictions, and that's in large part that's been done. Mm-hmm. But there's still some further ins to go in just a couple of the states, and then turn attentions in full to 2022, because while many states have removed drop boxes and have improved some of the things that plagued us in 2020, not all of them. Mm-hmm. And so there's got to be an awareness around what really happens with those drop boxes, how to get a surveillance video on the drop boxes, and how to do all you can to make sure your rolls are clean, and just practical steps that we as citizens are going to have to take, because it's clear that the government's not going to.
You're right. Has anything been done in the Dominion part of this, in the software? Is any correction going on anywhere?
We didn't get into that, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's clearly a study unto itself. So,
yeah,
but what I
true.
Can tell you is that, the push towards paper balloting, if done right, can be a very secure process. It would mm-hmm. take such an overhaul of our system that we have to be very careful in going about it. But there are countries that use all paper and do it, very well.
Right.
So, there's a lot of room for improvement.
Absolutely. And would this data discovery hold up in court?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We just got to get it there.
We've done, absolutely.
We got to get it there with a good judge that's willing to look at it, really. Isn't that the problem,
yeah.
Uncle Milty?
Do you believe that education is going to be enough to awaken the truly brainwashed to what's really going on? Or is it going to take an actual conviction and change the results of the election?
Well, I think that we are certainly wanting to see convictions out of this, and
right.
we want to see stiffer penalties put in place so that people think twice before they just so cavalierly, mm-hmm. undermine our process. But I'm also educated on what has to happen to get prosecutions. I'm aware of that enough to understand how long that really takes. And so there's a balance. I mean, this is not going to be fast.
Absolutely.
That said, we're very hopeful that
mm-hmm.
it goes in that direction. And yes, I think education is going to be key to this. And I think the education in many ways needs to happen, must happen in those communities that are most plagued by
right.
ballot trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Those are underprivileged communities. Those are communities that are not hearing a pro-liberty message. And that's got to change.
Absolutely.
We are a lot more alike than we are different, but people that are behind a pro-liberty platform must get out and knock on doors and talk to people and spread the word, because it's not getting out there like it ought to, and that's why we're facing what we're facing.
No, you're
Amen.
Exactly right. Have you met with President Trump?
I have on a couple of occasions, and what I can tell you is he is acutely aware not only of the failures of process that occurred and that were, you know, by any measure worse than anything we've ever seen than, you know, than in 2020. It was just beyond anything you could have imagined. But he's also committed to improving it. And as a nonpartisan organization, you know, we stand ready to work. Anybody that's in favor of election integrity, then let's do it. We're thrilled.
Oh, I love it.
We're happy to see him taking up that mantle. It's just, it's so important. And people forget we live such, you know, such convenient lives. We forget that sometimes, you know, things that are worth working for, you literally have to work for them to keep them. And that's where we are right now with elections.
Absolutely. And seeing seeing you guys do this, seeing this role that, that you guys have taken up and making sure you're launching into all this evidence and really looking at the process in which it was absolutely, they cooed the White House. And so we obviously did not get for president who we actually voted for. So I can't imagine the harassment you have faced and how hard is that been for you guys to be able to bring this forward? I'm sure it was kind of scary at different points, knowing what you were up against.
Well, you know, yes, it's been challenging along the way for different reasons along the journey. But now what we're facing is the wrath, right? The wrath of the left and the wrath of a corporate media that has been so fully invested in saying that this was the most secure election ever and don't ask any questions.
Sure.
And so, you know, and I think that in many ways they felt like they had it pretty well under control. It was down to the Dole Roar, and then the movie came out, and, you know, the whole thing has been, opened back up. And so there's going to be a lot of really, really awful things written about us in the days ahead. That's just, it comes with the territory, and it's no fun, and I wish it wasn't going to happen. I wish we could skip this part, but we can't. So it's just necessary, and we'll keep moving forward.
Well, you're true Americans for fighting this fight, because really, if we don't have elections, I mean, what do you have in a country where that's supposed to represent you? And it's clearly not. And so it's not the, it's absolutely not. We are in a republic that's not being served. And so I always appreciate everything that you're doing. So truethevote.org, they can get more information, correct?
Absolutely.
Truethevote.org. And then, of course, see 2000mules.com. This is so, so important that we get the word out. And I love Dinesh's movies because he does that. There's an amazing, I don't know what it is. His presentations are always fantastic. And I love that. And I love that this was so much a collaboration with all of you. I'm really impressed with that. So thank you for that. And I hope moving forward, we can truly figure this out. Because I'm not quite sure how else, what's going to happen next. I mean, what do you think with the 2022 election coming up? I mean, is there, has anything changed yet? I'm still hoping for changes, but has anything changed yet? Any state besides Missouri?
Yes. Well, yes. Yeah, Pennsylvania is moving forward in the removal of drop boxes. Right now, the courts are keeping drop boxes at bay in Wisconsin. Georgia has, not gotten rid of drop boxes, but they limited drop boxes.
Okay, that's hopeful.
Unfortunately, you know, I mean, there's some good things. I mean, Arizona is moving forward in some stuff. So there's reason for great hope, but there's also a lot more work to be done.
Catherine Engelbrecht, thank you. True the Vote.
Appreciate
thank you so much.
So much.
TrueTheVote.org. Make sure you go there, and we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, KateDalyRadio.com. The Kate Daly Show is brought to you by Your Family Still Matters, St. George, Utah's food storage and emergency supply store.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. Many people don't understand how we came to have an oil shortage. There is actually a simple answer to that. No one ever bothered to check the oil. So we did not know we were getting low on oil. Our oil fields are located all over Alaska, Texas, California, Oklahoma, and other places. The real problem is that it is difficult to check the oil in those places when all the dipsticks are in Washington, D.C. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Bad thing. Maybe a bad thing.
to that bad thing.
I feel like crying.
There. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Big thank you to Dr. Naomi Wolf today and Catherine Engelbrecht today from truethevote.org. Go there for more information. And I can't believe how many people are seeing 2,000 Mules. I'm so glad about that. Also, I just wanted to mention, too, I don't know if you've ever tried this, and a lot of people have asked me about this. I used to talk about this a lot, but hyperbaric is an amazing, amazing thing that you could actually have in your home. And hyperbaric actually helps with so many different things, anti-inflammatory effects. We were talking a lot about health with Dr. Naomi Wolf today, and what they're what they're finding with the shots and everything else. A lot of people are having a lot of success with hyperbaric, and believe it or not, you can even get financing for these machines, and they're not that expensive. You can actually get one, and it really does restore health. So I would absolutely tell you, go make sure that you're looking into hyperbaric. The best people to ask about this is Inside Hyperbaric and Wellness. Those are the folks you want to talk to. And all you have to do is call 435-634-9355. You can also email Ryan at insideouthyperbarics.com. You need one of these in your home. I'm serious. The whole family can use it. Friends can use it. And what's amazing is it really does help. There is so much evidence on this. They have purchase, rental, lease agreements. I mean, all kinds of things, but this is a great way to go for natural health. We're really into natural health here, and it's like when we talked to Dr. Naomi Wolf, and we were talking about, you know, why was everybody so subservient to pharma? I mean, All of a sudden, after knowing how corrupt they are, and everybody turns to pharma for everything. Well, we've been trained to do it. That's the problem. We've been trained.
And it is amazing. You know, Pfizer came out with another drug that's called Paxlovid. Mm-hmm. And it supposedly fights the virus.
Uh-huh.
But the reality is that it's two drugs. Mm-hmm. One drug is a drug that's been used to fight HIV for decades now. And the other drug is also a protease inhibitor, which fights HIV. Mm-hmm. And so what are they trying to do with this? And on top of that, it hasn't been successful. It supposedly fights COVID, but then you rebound.
And whatever even COVID worse. Is, it's 98 symptoms.
Yeah, and who knows what it is. So these are drugs that are not good. I mean, I've been taking these drugs myself for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's no fun.
Right.
So what's going on?
Yeah.
Constant pharma is the answer.
Yep. And people did. They ran to get shots with absolutely not a single portion of data. We didn't even know the ingredients. Just ran to trust pharma. It really is. It's eye-opening, at the least. And so I wanted to kind of give you this from Ice Age Farmer. This was interesting, and it was about Iran and what they're doing with the biometric ID, because word on the street is this is sort of the pilot program for it, and oddly enough, coming from Iran. So this is about a minute and a half. Listen up. This is all about food shortages. Here you go.
You need to go get your ID in order to eat. Now, there's some interesting details about the way Iran is implementing this that I want to walk through today, because I think this is a bellwether for how it's going to be rolled out around the rest of the world. And make no mistake, this is food rationing based on your digital ID. Let's read down here. You're able to buy as much bread as you want, but if you want to get the subsidized prices, then you're going to need the ID. Then you'll have access to, quote, a limited amount of bread at subsidized prices. And you can keep buying the rest at market rates if you want, right? But for the 50% of Iran that lives below the poverty line, that's not an option, right? Their only option is to go get in line and accept digital biometric ID, to which all resources are being tied. Not just bread, but according here, the scheme will later include all goods such as chicken, cheese, vegetable oil, and so on and so forth. So when you see meat prices rising, yeah, there's a lot of reasons for that, but some of them are as simple as the government arbitrarily imposing true cost accounting because they don't want you to eat meat. That's the bottom line here. And it's working. As those prices rise and people can't afford food, then they'll be forced onto these handouts from the government, which are, of course, effectively another thing that the Rockefeller Foundation called for.
Listen up.
Universal basic income, only disguised as food. Right? They call it nutritional security because food is a human right. This is
wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, this
Hi
is Mike.
Hi there. Hi. Go right ahead.
Excellent interview, as always, with
Thank
Catherine.
You. Thank you. Yeah, she's great. She's fantastic.
She is. What you ask great questions, too.
Wow.
That's a great clip from Ice Age Farmer. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm frustrated because when you see 2,000 mules, and I think everyone should see that, okay,
yeah.
Your jaw's on the floor.
Yeah.
at the sophistication of everything, and I won't go all over that, but I mean, when you see that, there's no question left.
Mm-hmm.
The election was stolen. So this is a question I want to ask both of you and anyone else. How far are we going to get pushed back, the liberty-minded people, what I call the true Americans?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got friends, you know, that fighting age men otherwise, that, you know, like what you were talking about with Richard Day. I mean,
mm-hmm.
sports, they're all into sports.
Right.
They're distracted by whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But how far are we going to get pushed back before we actually mobilize? And I don't mean in any kind of violent way, but what I'm having in mind right now is like, wherever I am, when the elections come around,
mm-hmm.
I want to be an observer.
Right.
Okay. If I'm doing it CIA style, sitting in a van or a car or whatever and mm-hmm. watching whatever, I think we need to get a groundswell of people that are watching this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I mean, what are we going to
do
about
it? Take?
I don't
yeah.
know.
Well, how much can we get pushed back? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, good question. We'll answer it off air. Thank you. What do you think, Uncle Milty?
I think it just is going to take organization. You have to have a leader
mm-hmm.
who will organize people to watch drop boxes, to watch mm-hmm. the polls, to be poll workers. And if the people who want legitimate elections are doing that function
mm-hmm.
instead of the progressives that mm-hmm. have been doing it,
mm-hmm.
it will make a difference.
Yeah. It's just amazing that they had so many people in on this to be able to act as mules and hired for the, you know, volunteering at certain points and hired at certain points. Their network was so vast. What do you do about that network?
Well, that's why you have to have people mm-hmm. watching all the drop boxes. And even mailboxes. If somebody comes up and you're watching and they have 13 ballots in their hand,
mm-hmm.
then you record that immediately, turn it into the authorities immediately. Those votes won't get counted. But when we didn't find out until after the fact, the votes had already been counted. The fake votes had mm-hmm. already been turned in and counted. It was...
Yeah. I actually think, and I know this isn't like super good news, but I think if the right wins in the midterms, you're not going to ever see anything at all because they're going to think, oh, well, yeah, they probably did something. It was fluky, but we're fine. We're fine. See, our side won. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, that's what happened in the last election in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican
yeah.
won. They
shame.
Made a huge issue out of that.
I know. And it's a shame because nothing will have changed. And so that's why I was asking her at the very end, you know, what's moved forward? I mean, Missouri taking a stand. I mean, there's some different states that are taking some stands here, but not all of them and not enough. And so nothing's going to change by the midterm.
Well,
anyway.
In that situation, mm-hmm. again, we have to be sure to educate people that, look, it looks like a Republican won, but that's not a Republican. That's mm-hmm. not a conservative.
Yeah.
That's a liar.
Yeah. And then the other problem we have is gaslighting on the right to get us to form some sort of group to do something, and then pretty much convicting us on the spot of being a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
Because we come out of the woodwork. Well, then, you know, we're the ones called treasonous, and the treasonous are still in office, and we're the ones, like, just like on January 6th, anything they can do to put bogus charges on you. And so that's the other thing that we're up against. So what do you do in that case?
You have to be willing to make that sacrifice, that you stand up, and if you get false charges charged against you, hopefully people will come to your rescue and defend you, and you'll get support in that way.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
You know, it's the overall frustration. See, now that the evidence is out there and you can see the evidence of the mules that, you know, carry the votes and go to all the ballot boxes, and there's so much evidence of the geofencing and so forth. So what is that going to translate into? Because the right and the left are very quiet about elections. They won't say a word about them.
It's because they both cheat.
Yep. It's because they're both recipients of cheating. And so we have that serious problem, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Go right ahead.
Hey, I saw a black and white photo of LBJ and a couple of his buddies.
Right.
They were gathered around an open trunk of a car, and it was filled with ballots.
Yes. The old pictures.
This is not new.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what tweaked me was all the elected officials, most of the elected officials, and the government functionaries, nobody said no.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in 2020.
Sadly, yes. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, elections function just like Congress. They take turns being the bad guy.
Yeah.
But there's never enough bad guys to overcome the problem. Well, it's your turn to take a little heat, but we're not going to pass it. Don't worry.
Scapegoat action.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hate to sound so dismal about it, but I know this isn't going to get fixed in the swamp. It's too swampy. It's only going to get fixed, like David Clement says, through county commissioners. That's in every county in America. That's really the only way, because they're accountable to the people they live amongst. And that is the only way you're going to get counties to do things differently. It's not going to come from the state level, because I remember when the guy working for Kennedy, Peter, when he said, you know, I was running for office. He was running, I think, for governor of his state. And he had a phone call that said, how badly do you want to win? The winner's in our hands. This was months and months and months before the election. You know, it's always been there, but this was over the top obvious, and they didn't care. That's the problem.
Well, the other important part about the county commissions is that you also have the most authoritative law enforcement is your county sheriff. If the county sheriff not only has to fight the federal government, but his own county commission at the same time, it makes it more difficult for him.
That's so true.
If you have a good county commission supporting the county sheriff, anything can be accomplished.
Yeah. Now we just got to get that memo out to the sheriffs and the county commissions, because I see them as so weak right now in America and not doing their job, not taking any stand. And without that momentum, it's going to be difficult to do anything by the time this election rolls around.
Those little entities, and that's what they are. County commissions are little entities, but they control too much money.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to take the people putting a lot of pressure on them. And and that really is a good way to do it. You attend those meetings and you say point blank, you know, we want this changed, or you're not going to be put back in office. They want the power. So, but
I'm going to buy a house next door to one of our county commissioners.
Sit there on their doorstep. So really that's where we can change it. I don't think there's going to be any other way, because the judges, there's so many corrupt judges. taxes. I don't think that's going to work. It's going to have to be county commissions, just like David Clements says, Professor Clements. So I appreciate the guests today, Dr. Naomi Wolf, and of course, Catherine Engelbrecht from truethevote.org. Thanks for listening in. Thanks, Uncle Milty. Uh-huh. And then go to katedalyradio.com, get all the podcasts today and yesterday, and visit the wonderful sponsors because they truly are amazing sponsors. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a long-time health person and PhD scientist by background. And as soon as I started taking the product, I noticed a difference right away. Even though I take a lot of different supplements, I noticed a change for the better with this product. And the idea, when I first heard about the product and what your company was doing, I thought, boy, this is the way you make a vitamin. So I'm very happy with it on several levels. Not only do I feel the difference from this product, but I'm happy that there's somebody out there making a product like this.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.